US President Donald Trump is once again ramping up his trade war with China by announcing new tariffs this morning. The move is likely to more directly impact on American shoppers and mean effectively all Chinese products coming into the United States will be taxed. For more on this story, I spoke with our North America correspondent, James Glenday. James, why is Donald Trump doing this now?
Well, trade talks recently wrapped up in China, and this latest round failed to really make any sort of breakthrough at all. And so Donald Trump took to Twitter saying that Beijing hasn't followed through on an agreement to buy more US agricultural products or done enough to curb the importation of the synthetic opioid fentanyl into America. And as a result of those misdeeds, as he sees it, he is putting new tariffs of 10% on roughly $440 billion Australian dollars worth of Chinese goods from the 1st of September. And those levies are in addition to the 25% tariffs in place on some $370 billion worth of other products. And it means that effectively all Chinese goods coming into the United States from September will be taxed at some level. And just a short time ago, as the Commander-in-Chief departed the White House, he suggested that the tariffs could be raised even further in the future.
The 10% is for a short-term period, and then I can always do much more or I can do less, depending on what happens with respect to a deal. But I'm very happy the way it is right now.
That's US President Donald Trump speaking there. And James, does the Trump administration suspect that China's trying to drag out talks until after next year's presidential election?
There do appear to have been some signs that it may do that, and China's not alone in this. Some other countries might try a similar strategy too, but it was significant that this week and last, the president said he suspected it wasn't likely that a deal could be done until perhaps maybe after the 2020 elections because the Chinese leadership would be wanting to see whether or not he retained power. Mr. Trump has for some time used the threat of tariffs to try to put pressure on other countries to do what he wants. But in this case, some analysts here in Washington have fears that these tariffs could actually really just entrench the stalemate further and see Beijing walk even further back from the negotiating table. And that's because this round of tariffs is expected to have a more direct impact on most American consumers because they're going to be on things that people buy more often, like electronics, clothes, toys, and other retail items that are made in China.
This comes at an interesting time in the United States. The US Central Bank yesterday cut interest rates for the first time since the global financial crisis in 2008. How will this decision today affect the country's economy?
It'll certainly add to the short-term uncertainty, and I think it is a really interesting question as to what it will do in the longer term. We saw the stock markets drop pretty quickly immediately after the president's announcement. Until now, most people had been assuming that the trade war was going to stay in some sort of a ceasefire while these negotiations kept taking place. And it's worth emphasizing that the current relative strength of the US economy is a huge talking point for this president. It's seen as a big electoral advantage. He mentions it almost every single day. And if it doesn't stay strong, it could really be a significant political problem for him as he faces voters on the 2020 presidential campaign trail.
And that's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.